Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1034, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, and I went and says, "All right, Mr. Frank," and he says, "What time is it?" And I says, "It lacks 2 minutes of six." He says, "Don't punch yet. There is a few work today, and I want to change the slip." It took him twice as long this time than it did the other times I saw him do it. He fumbled putting it in while I held the lever for him, and I then made some remark about he was not used to putting it in. When Mr. Frank put the tape in, I punched, and I went on downstairs. While I was down there, Mr. Gant came from across the street from the beer saloon and says, "Newt, I got a pair of old shoes that I want to get upstairs to have fixed." I says, "I ain't allowed to let anybody in here after 6 o'clock. About that time, Mr. Frank come busting out of the door and run into Gant unexpected, and he jumped back frightened. Gant says, "I got a pair of old shoes upstairs. Have you any objection to my getting them?" Frank says, "I don't think they are up there. I think I saw the boy sweep some up in the trash the other day." Mr. Gant asked him what sort they were, and Mr. Frank said, "A pair of tan shoes." Gant says, "Well, I had a pair of black ones too." Frank says, "Well, I don't know." And he dropped his head down just so. Then he raised his head and says, "Newt, go with him and stay with him and help him find them." And I went up there with Mr. Gant and found them in the shipping room. Two pair, the tans and the black ones. Mr. Frank phoned me that night about an hour after he left. It was sometime after 7 o'clock. He says, "How is everything?" And I says, "Everything is all right so far as I know." And he says, "Goodbye." No, he did not ask anything about Gant. Yes, that is the first time he ever phoned to me on a Saturday night or at all. There is a light on the street floor just after you get in the entrance to the building. The light is right up here where that partition comes across. Mr. Frank told me when I first went there, "Keep that light burning bright so the officers can see in when they pass by." It wasn't burning that day at all. I lit it at 6 o'clock myself. On Saturdays I always lit it, but weekdays it would always be lit when I got there. On weekdays I always got there at 5 o'clock. This Saturday he got me there an hour earlier and let me off later. There is a light in the basement down there by the foot of the ladder. He told me to keep that burning all the time. It has two little chains to it to turn on and turn off the gas. When I got there on making my rounds at 7 p.m. on the 26th of April, it was burning just as low as you could turn it, like a lightning bug. I left it Saturday morning burning bright. I made my rounds regularly every half hour Saturday night. I punched on the hour and punched on the half, and I made all my punches. The elevator doors on the street floor and office floor were closed when I got there on Saturday. They were fastened down just like we fastened them down every other night. When 3 o'clock came, I went down the basement, and when I went down and got ready to come back, I discovered the body there. I went down to the toilet, and when I got through, I looked at the dustbin back to the door to see how the door was, and it being dark, I picked up my lantern and went there, and I...